I just know that she will cause his downfall. D. When a person comes into a life, I wonder why they would choose to come in and do evil, or do things to make it difficult for others. S. It is not really a choice. It is. Some people would, through outside pressures, perhaps the people that they live with or the community that they live in, or people who are not good, they would pressure them into doing things that, inside, the person knows are wrong. No one chooses to be bad. D. The choice is really up to the individual, depending on which type of influence comes along. S. And they also have the choice to withstand. Chapter 7. The Mysterious Library. During a session with Sadi as a young student, I received my first indication that Qumran was not an ordinary school. There were much deeper subjects taught there than anyone could imagine. I also learned that the library held many strange and wondrous mysteries. He was in the teaching area of the library, and I asked for a description. S. The buildings are together. They are not quite separate. They are all as one. The library is in the center building. It is very large. It has many windows and is very light. Light filters in from overhead. It comes from different openings. The rarer shelves on which the scrolls are placed. They're wrapped in skins and different things. Some are not even scrolls. Some are just things that have been printed on, many skins and placed together. There are many things here that we study. The most things that are here are the books that have a lot of the knowledge that they say, as we know it. A man could spend all his years here and never finish all of the scrolls and books and things. D. You said before that the library has two floors. What is on the other floor? S. The scrolls. The center of the building is open so that you may look down from the second and see the floor of the first. It sounded as if an upper balcony encircled the room. This allowed the light to come down to the first floor. I wondered if there was any danger of falling. S. There are rails to protect you from this, if anyone was uncaring enough to try to walk off. The library. The central area is light, but back where there is storage of the scrolls and things, it is darker so that it does not damage them. There are windows in the ceiling. They are covered with skins that have been trapped so that the light is allowed to pass. So that the dust and things are kept out but the light comes through. Jesus and the Essence in the area where they studied, there were specially made tables that were constructed to facilitate the studying of a scroll. From her motions and his descriptions, it seemed there were brackets mounted on the sides of the table, and the scroll would be placed parallel with the table and unrolled. I have always assumed a scroll was unrolled from side to side, not up and down. He indicated with his finger that he would read from right to left. I assumed this meant that he would start reading from the bottom of the scroll. He disagreed and said that it depended upon the writing. Some things began at the bottom and some at the top. He said the scrolls were written in every known language. One's Greek, one's Vulgate, Aramaic, Arabic. There are the language of the Babylonians, Syria, the, sounded like, Ta, of the Egyptians, the glyphs. D. Where did all these come from? Were these all written here? S. Most of them were at least recopied here. But a lot of them were brought from other places and gathered. It is to be a continual hunt for new knowledge and it is never ending. There are new things brought in every day. The room where they are copied, there is one of them off the library. It is even lighter than the library. There are large tables that are, again, upright, so that the scroll is in front of you. They are very similar to the reading tables. There is something behind this to keep the pressure even when you write across. A board is placed back here, it is at this angle, so that when you press downwards with the stylus, it is equal and it does not rock. These tables are made of wood. Part of the stools on some of them are made of stone, but for the most part they are made of wood. They seem to be very similar to drafting tables. D. What are you learning in your classes? S. Big sigh, everything. Oh, it is not too bad. They teach us about the stars and the mathematics. The law and the Torah and the different things like this. I wondered about the methods the ancients used in mathematics. As usual, I got more than I was expecting. S. It has been told to me by my teachers that an ass would know more about mathematics than I. This remark caused laughter among the listeners. To me, the law is alive. There is feeling and emotion and depth in this. Mathematics are cold and facts and figures, and what meaning has it to me? And therefore it is not important to myself. The mysterious library, there is great importance given to mathematics. And there is hidden knowledge, it is said, in mathematics, which shall be later discovered and reused. So we must learn the theorem and the ways of doing things, so that we can learn to do different things within the mathematics and hopefully use it through our lives. There are many different types of mathematics. They deal in absolutes and theorems, saying that if this is so, then this must also be true. Shapes and geometries is one form of mathematics, dealing with the shapes and depths and all of things. D. Let's see, you may not know the terms of some of the things we use. For instance, we have addition, subtraction and multiplication. S. Explain. These are unfamiliar to me. D. The ways you use numbers. Addition is taking two numbers and putting them together. S. To make them total? Yes, this is done. And also to increase them so many times of each other, this is done. Also to take away from. And different ways of figuring heights and solids and things. There are many formula for these. D. Do you have any tools or instruments to help you make your calculations? Who know that word? S. Like for the. The term you used was. Addition. The easiest one to do is the knots, the knot belts. It is a belt that has been knotted, and has the strings that are varying lengths. There is a knot that means so many in numerals. And there are a people who are very good, that can sit there and calculate with these all day. These are tools you would use. You can have those that are very large, that are always hung. Or you can have one that is suspended from a belt, that is used for sitting there and done figuring. Like if you were a merchant in the market or something. They would be able to use one of these to do this. It is used in adding and counting different things. The people who are educated or have to deal with numbers would have to know how to use this. He laughed. They say it is the easiest one to use. When I began to search through books for some verification of the things Sadi spoke of, I could find no mention of anything similar to this being used in that part of the world. But it sounds a great deal like the quipa that was used by the ancient Incas in Peru. The quipa was called a string computer and used for calculation in Jesus and their society. It consisted of strings of various lengths, ranging from 1 inch up to around 2 feet, and was suspended from a holder. The type of knot and its position on the cord represented numbers in a decimal system, from 1 to 9, while a blank space on the string represented 0. Granted, the Incas lived half a world away from Quran, but could it be possible that others also used this numerical method and its knowledge has been lost? The community at Qumran apparently contained an incredible amount of knowledge collected from everywhere. I was beginning to think anything was possible. S. Sometimes there are those who use the sticks which are different colors for different amounts. And there are many different ways of utilizing things to do this. They are just like so long. He made finger measurements of about 4 inches long, like one color means one thing and another color. And you add them up and it comes together. I'm not very good at this. I'm not familiar with the meanings of them, but there are blues and reds and yellows and orange and a black and white. Different colors. I've also heard of another tool that is utilized that has a frame. It is beads on wires. I have seen one of these, but I do not know how to do this. They count these beads. This sounded like the Chinese abacus. It is very ancient and it is possible that they had knowledge of it. If they could have knowledge of that, I do not see how it is too far-fetched to know about the quip, except that China was actually closer and they might have had easier contact through trade caravans. S. There are also mathematics used when that you study the stars. You would use the mathematics to plot the direction that one would come, from here at this point to over here. He gestured, and with the maps you would be able to do this. We have the charts that help us to remember where the stars are. There are stargazers that you would have. We do have a few that are very strong. I asked for an explanation, from which you look through the smallest end of this tube. And you look at the heavens with this, and it is as if they are brought in front of your face. This is very, very old. It is said that our people, as they were, they did create this, but the art has been lost. It was not done here. It was many generations ago. The mysterious library at Telescope. But they were not supposed to have been invented until many hundreds of years later. I don't know why this should really be so surprising. The art of glassmaking goes back to the time of the ancient Egyptians. Surely someone in all that time must have been curious enough to look through a piece of glass and notice the distortion in size. Erik von Däniken gives two examples in his books of the discovery of crystal lens. One was found in a tomb in Helen, Egypt, and is now in the British Museum. The other is from Assyria and dates from the 7th century BC. They were mechanically ground, and the knowledge to do this required a highly sophisticated mathematical formula. What were these lenses used for? Possibly stargazers? There were three different stargazers located at Qumran that varied in size. They were not located in the library, but were in an observatory farther up on the hill above the community. Two of these were permanently mounted there, and the third, a smaller one, was portable. There were certain masters who lived in the observatory and constantly studied and monitored the stars. The students were allowed to look through these stargazers when they were engaged in this study. I was still trying to absorb this new development when he threw another one at me. This whole session was full of the unexpected. S. They have models of the heavens that move constantly, as our system does. They have the model of the star system in which we live in. I thought, wait a minute, let's back it up here. Was I sure I was hearing him right? A model? The concept of the model was so strange to me that I was determined to understand it. Thus I asked many questions trying to get a clear picture of what it looked like. The contents of this library took me off guard, although I soon learned that I should not be surprised at anything that might be in Qumran. It was frustrating for him to try to describe and explain something that was so familiar to him. He became aggravated with my insistent questioning. He probably wondered why I couldn't see it also. The model, or orrery, was located in the library as were many other of the mysteries. It stood in the center of the room. It was large, perhaps the span of two men with our arms outstretched. This is 82 Jesus and the essence the width, and maybe twice as tall as a man. The entire apparatus was made out of bronze. At the center was a large round sphere that represented the sun. A staff ran through this and was driven into the floor. From the bottom or the floor level there were many other rods projecting outward. Each rod had a bronze sphere on the end of it. These represented the various planets in our solar system. Each was placed in the position it would be in orbit around the sun. There were no moons represented, only a sphere of equal size for each planet. This whole model was in constant motion, the sun revolving, the rods moving their planets around the sun in the exact position and distance of their orbit and the smaller spheres spinning on the ends of the rods. The spheres moved in an oval, an elliptical circle around the sun. Sudi explained all of this with much motioning and gesturing. He described the orbit as, it is elliptic. It is kind of high here and narrows out at the ends. It is like a circle that has been stretched deep. It was amazing to me that the entire solar system could be recreated in this exacting manner. I could not understand what source of power would be used to keep it rotating. S. When the Earth turns, it keeps this spinning also. The Earth, it spins around and around, and it is like, you've taken something and turned it around in a great circle. First it starts at the Florandans that you are going faster, it sails to the sky, you see. And it is like this. This is being kept moving by the same thing that keeps the thing that you would be drawing up. The movement causes it to keep moving. I could picture this as if you have something on the end of a string and began turning in a circle. The object would leave the floor and rise upward as you revolved faster. It sounded to me as though the orrery might be a perpetual motion machine operated by centrifugal force. Maybe someone else has a better explanation for it. The model was surrounded by a railing to keep anyone from approaching too close. It apparently was a very delicate Microsoft-ism, and its movement could be disturbed very easily. S. The students are warned never to go near it. It is said that even to blow on it would cause it to stop, and then it would take a great length of time to again start. Therefore, we are not allowed near it. The mysterious library, whether it was really that delicately balanced or not, the threat apparently worked, and everyone kept a respectable distance away from it. Since the floor was stone, the motion of the people in the room did not bother it. He could not give me any information about how it was constructed or attached to the floor, since it was very old and had been there a long time. I received another surprise when I asked how many planets were represented by the spheres. He answered in a matter-of-fact manner that there were 10. This really shook me, because even in our present day we are only aware of 9. The 9th planet, Pluto, was only discovered in 1930. There has been discussion among astronomers that there might be a 10th one out there, because something seems to be influencing the orbits of the others. I tried to remain nonchalant, as though nothing of importance had been revealed, and asked if he could name the planets for me. S, I will give them their Roman names, which you probably are very familiar with. They are known by many names, but these are possibly the most familiar. He spoke slowly, as though thinking. To the inside is Mercury and Venus, or Mathusios, Phonetic, and Terra, and Mars and Jupiter and Saturn. Let's see, after Saturn comes Uranus and Neptune and Pluto. And out past Pluto there is one called. Let's see, I believe they gave it the name of Juno. Whose idea it was to name them after these, I have no idea. I think that is all of them. I know there are 10. Juno, the one out past the farthest, they say that it has a very erratic orbit. It is not ellipt, but swings in and out, and does a kind of a loop around Pluto. It takes a great deal of time to complete its orbit. He gestured with his hands to show something that went in and out among the others. D, do any of the planets look different? S, on the model they are all the same, but they really are larger and smaller. They are each individual to each other. Nothing is the same in the universe. His childish enthusiasm was bubbly in his desire to share his knowledge, even to ants that you would look at and think, these are identical. There is something about the one that the other one does not have. There is nothing in the universe that is identical. D, can you tell me, as we move out from the sun, approxy soft hyphen Jesus and the essence mately the relative size of each planet? S, you may have been referring to a map or chart here, as the sun is here, and you have a small one, and you have light to that area fairly small, and you have one that is getting larger. And each one gets larger for a while. And then it is like it reaches midpoint, and then they begin again to decrease in size. The largest one is Jupiter and the smallest is Juno. And each one has moons, which are many in some of these. But they are not added to the model. We are just told that they are there. The larger a planet, the more moons that it has. Saturn has rings that were made of. They say that possibly these was another planet that was there and it collected it, and it is called rings. As you look at it, you may see these. There are many hundreds and hundreds of them about it. These are also not on the model. We are told these things, and we have seen these with the stargazers. A planet is Terra. It is the one moon that has no air about it. I asked if he had ever heard of another planet that exploded many, many years ago. I was thinking about the theory of the creation of the asteroid belt. There was supposed to be something between Jupiter and Mars. S, probably hit Jupiter. I know not of this. It is said that our universe is still new and still changing, so this is very possible. D, how do you know about all these planets? You surely can't see all of them, even with your stargazers? S, I have not seen them. It is said that much of the knowledge of our system, as we know it, has been handed down for many, many generations. D, do you know who made this model? S, it is said that the Kalu did. D, who are the Kalu? S, how do I say this? They are the people who left their country to share the knowledge that they had gained with others. And it is said that we are from these people. It is said that we are members of the dying race. We are taught to spread knowledge among the unsoft hyphen formed in hopes to bring about the age of enlightenment again. I do not know much about them. Some of the masters know in great depth the things that they teach and who they were. It is knowledge that is only allowed to the eyes of certain ones. and it is not permitted to speak among strangers. The mysterious library, I wondered if they might have had some connection with the lost continent of Atlantis, and asked if he knew the name of the place they had come from. S, I do not know. It is said that this has been lost. They say that they came from the direction that the sun sets, from the west. That they settled in Egypt and then traveled this way. I do not know where they went. This was many, many fathers ago. D, you said that you were to bring back the age of enlightened soft hyphen meant. Was there a time when things were more enlightened than now? S, I do not know much of it. It is said that it was when great things were done, when all men were as one. And we have just some of the things, such as the model. Our things that were protected and kept to show that these things were possible. That they were not just legends. It is said that the Kalu wander. That is part of their destiny. Some of them are said to have traveled in hopes of finding others of their people, and are still traveling. And it is said that some of these have forgotten even from whence that they started. Others are like us here, descendants of some, and some others who are from here and are trying to protect some of the knowledge that was. This would explain their care with the model. If anything happened to it, they wouldn't know how to make another one. D, is this why you remain isolated? Why you are away from other towns, other people? S, it is said that if we would go down to where the others are, that a lot of the knowledge would be lost because the people would be drawn away. Because of the temptations, and they would not care about keeping the old knowledge alive. D, is there anything else that they have brought to your people? S, the knowledge that sometime in the near future there will be a Messiah. It is said that a lot of the places that they went, they would speak of the story of his coming. And that they would know, and they would tell the time that this would be. There is more knowledge, but it is things that are kept for those who study into those things. It has been decided that I shall study law, and this shall be what I do the best. And therefore I have no need to know of these things, for it would just clutter my mind for other things. I have heard of them, Jesus and the Essence speaking upon the Messiah, but it is not something that they wish a child to know. I have not had my bar mitzvah. That makes me a man. Then I shall be part of the adult community. I have no need to know these things yet for my destiny. Therefore, why interfere with your destiny in this manner? D, who are to be studying the law, why is it necessary for you to know about the stars? S, it is necessary for certain reasons of day-to-day living, of perhaps knowing a little over destiny but not too much. Also there are other reasons for studying the stars in the skies and those of our system. Because they are fixed in many ways. It is said that when that the planets are placed a certain way, when you are born they are this set pattern, and that this has great meaning with what you will do with your life. I do not know how to read this. Again, the masters are the ones who teach this. It is said that the stars will tell the people the truth of things, but we just study where they are and things about them like this. We study astron. He did not use the complete word astronomy. In the dictio soft hyphen neri, astron used as a prefix is Greek for star. He said the brightest star in their part of the world was called Garata Phinetic and was located in the northern part of the sky. He said that some people thought the groups of stars looked like people or animals up there. To him it looked as if somebody just took a bucket of sand and just tossed. I wondered what else could possibly be in this fantastic library. He said there were skeletons of various animals that had been preserved for study. I should have been prepared for surprises by now. But the next answer took me off guard again. S, there is much here. There is a great crystal that is, how do I say, shaped with sides that come to a point, and the fifth side on the bottom, a pyramid. It is an energy increaser, if I shall use the right terms. When the energy is placed into this, the output is far greater than what was placed there. It is used in different things. I'm not very sure what. It also is protected. There is a wall that has been built around it. The wall comes to about approximately here, about waist high. You can see it, but you cannot come near it. The crystal sits on a pedestal behind the wall. It is shielded in an area where there are curtains that may be drawn around it. With hand the mysterious library motions, he showed it to be a large crystal, about 2 feet square. But the color was uncertain, it changes. It is never the same. You look at it once and you will see it is blue. You will look at it again and perhaps it is purple or green or. It is never the same. He did not know where the crystal came from. It had been there for as long as I know. The wall was for protection. The crystal was so potent it would burn if it were touched. Only one person had the ability to come close to it. S. Metlava, phonetic, Machalava, the master of mysteries. He is able to channel it and his students who are taught in these manners are. They focus their energy onto him and he transfers it to this crystal and it is used in many different ways that we do not understand nor are allowed to. Do you mean the energy is stored from the students to the master and then into the crystal, rather than the other way around? S. And then it goes out from the crystal for whatever use they would. They have the ability to channel it or direct it or focus it where they wish. It is said that Meklavaswil is the strongest. He is very old and he is waiting for one who is the same to be born, so that he may pass on the responsibilities. It will be started from time it is just a little baby. Some of the knowledge has been passed, but not all. Meklava would teach the things that are unknown to most of us. It is said that once all had this knowledge, and because of this, great damage was done. Therefore, it was then only allowed to certain ones who had been deemed responsible enough to be allowed to have this knowledge, so that it might be carried down to a time when that again all would be able to have this knowledge and gain from it. Therefore, he, Meklava, is involved in the continuance of the knowledge that is. The archaeologists found two queerly placed bases of columns in one of the buildings. They were set close together in the ground, as if they had been stands for something. They had no explanation for them. Could I speculate that this could be the pedestal mentioned that the crystal sat upon? I attempted to find out about some of the mysteries that Sadi may have been taught. S. I'm not allowed to speak of it because this is part of the Jesus and the Essence's responsibility. Unless the student has been verified, we are not allowed to speak. I tried to get around his objections by asking in what areas the mysteries were, for instance, the law or the history. I thought we would be able to get information easily while talking to him at a young age, but even then the bond of secrecy was present. S. No, they are with other things. Part of it is the using of the mind. It is the source of great power. He steadfastly refused to reveal any more about the mysteries, so I decided to change the subject. Maybe later I would be able to uncover more through my roundabout methods. D. You said that the crystal was the storehouse of energy? Can you tell me, are there any metals that you are aware of that also store energy? S. Several. Cold. To an extent, copper. It depends upon which vibration you would need. They would work for different things. Like the higher level would be the silver or the gold, and the lower level would be the copper and the brass. The stones have the greater storing capability. D. It seems that you have a lot of knowledge there that other people don't have. S. We must try to keep it alive and breathing, so that it will not be forgotten. Chapter 8, The 12 Commandments. During this session I was speaking to Sadi when he was 12 years old. I assumed he had not been studying long, but he disagreed, saying it seemed like forever. S. I know not of others, but in where we live we start at about 6 or 7. There are those of us here who are of Hebrew descent. There are those of us who are Syrian. And there are those who are Egyptian. There are many here. We are all different people, but we are all of one thought and one belief. We are who believe in God Abba and are a gathering ear to bring forth light into the world where there is nothing but darkness. Note the similarity between this statement and the sayings that Jesus was the light of the world. D. I have heard people say that the Essens are a religious group. S. We are a religious group in that we believe in God. But to say our way is a religion is something different. Because that seems to be so inhibiting. It is not the same. There is so much more, because we are protecting and keeping knowledge alive and helping bring knowledge and light to the world. While I spoke with him, he was copying down parts of the Torah. I thought the only reason they would have for copying a scroll would be if the scroll was in bad shape and deteriorating. But he said the original skin was still very good. His father thought it would help him to remember if he wrote it down. S. He says it might help. My head is so thick, he will try anything. I have no good memory. What can one say? I was interested in their method of writing.